Thank you. I'd like to introduce another member of the Marine Resource Committee, Representative Mick Devitt.
Thank you very much, Senator Johnson. I'm Representative Mick Devitt. I represent the House District 51, which are the towns along the Damascotta River, including Monhegan Island. It's a little bit south of here, but the reason I'm here is because my day job, I'm a marine biologist that works at the Darling Marine Center, and consequently I'm very concerned. And I've written a few comments here that I'm going to read to you, and I have copies available for those in the press that would like them. Ladies and gentlemen, as a retired naval officer who has driven vessels from a six-foot dinghy to a 1,000-foot aircraft carrier, I understand and appreciate the need for maintenance dredging to keep our shipping lanes open. Sedimentation is a fact of life which must be addressed. The job of the Army Corps of Engineers is analogous to the Department of Transportation maintaining our roads and bridges, and they do an excellent job ensuring shipping traffic has safe and clear passage into ports. However, the scope of this project goes well beyond maintenance dredging. The plan to dredge over 900,000 cubic yards of sediment is more than 20 times what was removed in previous dredging events. The project, as proposed, could drastically impact the environment and ecosystem. For instance, when queried by Michael Johnson, a fisheries biologist at the National Marine Fisheries Service, about the impacts to shallow water habitat, the Army Corps revealed that the dredging influence on the shallow water habitat would be even greater than first thought. Spawning grounds for commercially important finfish such as winter flounder will likely be affected. What about shellfish such as lobsters, scallops, and sea urchins that use these areas for nursery grounds, and other economically and ecologically important animals that live their entire lives in these shallow waters, like clams and marine worms? It seems to me that a more thorough plan to mitigate the impacts to these animals should be developed. But this is not the only concern. For decades, industrial runoff and fuel spills that include mercury, PCBs, PAHs, and other pollutants have contaminated the sediment in and around Mack Point. As a marine biologist who runs an experimental hatchery, I am very concerned about what will be released as a result of this outside proposal. Where will these toxins go? How will they impact important fisheries such as lobsters and clams? Marine larvae in the water column are especially at risk. What steps will be taken to mitigate the impact of these released contaminants, and what will their consequence on human health be? Finally, 900,000 cubic yards of sediment is a large pile of dirt. Where will it be placed, and how will it influence its destination? There are numerous unanswered questions in the Army Corps' present plan, and even those questions that have answers seem unsatisfactory. It seems to me that a more thorough plan to mitigate the impacts to these animals should be developed, especially because so many main jobs rely on them. Thank you very much.